Well, there are lots of stories in the Bible that are full of good news, and that's what we're thinking about this morning, good news. Paul the Apostle was a great missionary, which means he went around telling everybody about the Lord Jesus, and about the great love of God, and about the cross, and he explained to people why did Jesus have to die. Paul had a friend called Silas, and Paul and Silas travelled a lot, and they arrived in a city called Philippi. Philippi was a Roman colony. So all the people in Philippi were treated as Roman citizens. And they were very, very proud to be thought of as Roman citizens. They followed all of the Roman laws, and they really looked up to Caesar. They thought, Caesar, the emperor, is our great leader. So Paul and Silas arrived here, and they started going out telling everybody about the Lord Jesus and telling them, God loves you. You would think people would be happy, wouldn't you, to hear God loves you. But in Philippi, that wasn't the case. Not everybody was happy to hear that God loved them and that Jesus died on the cross for them. And in fact, some people got so angry to be told, you're not good enough for God as you are, but Jesus has done something about it for you, that they stirred up a big riot and everybody was shouting. And eventually Paul and Silas were arrested. They were not only arrested, but because it was a Roman colony, they were put into stocks. And so their feet were bound in the stocks and they were whipped. And whipped with rods. Can you imagine that? That would be very painful, wouldn't it, on your back. Poor Paul and Silas were suffering because they told people that God loved them and that Jesus died for them. After being put in the stocks, they were then taken to prison. And the governor of the colony said to the jailer, make sure you put them right in the centre of the prison and in the deepest cell, so there's absolutely no way that they can escape. And so they were chained up in the cell, they were put in the prison cell that was right in the middle of the prison, and the night time came. And I can imagine the other prisoners would be saying, they must be very dangerous criminals, they've just been taken right to the inside cell, so there's no way they can escape. I wonder what they did. They must be terrible men. And it got to 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock, and the prisoners were trying to sleep by now. Not very comfortable in a Roman prison, no comfortable beds, and everybody was chained up. And then it got to midnight, and suddenly a sound was heard in the prison. And it was the sound of singing. Maybe they were singing like us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. And the other prisoners woke up and they thought, I'm sure those two prisoners were beaten before they came in. They must be in agony. But they're singing. How can they be singing? And they started to listen to the words that they were singing. And they were singing praises. They were singing, thank you, God. Thank you that you love us. Thank you, Jesus. You died on the cross for us. Thank you that you've let us suffer for you. And the other prisoners just couldn't believe it. As they carried on singing, there was suddenly a terrific rumbling sound, and the walls of the prison started to move. And then they started to shake. And then the bars fell out the windows, and the chains fell off the prisoners. And the other prisoners thought, wonderful, this is our night, we're escaping. The jailer was terrified, because he'd been told, make sure that Paul and Silas don't escape. If they did escape, his punishment would be that he would be killed. So he was absolutely terrified. And he went running through the falling walls and the rocks and the bars falling off the windows. And he shouted, Paul, Paul, what must I do to be saved? And Paul answered him with some words that are recorded in our Bible. In Acts chapter 16, and we can read these verses and verse 31. And Paul said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So the jailer thought, I'm going to be saved, I'm not going to die. And he said to Paul, what do you really mean? I will be saved. What am I really going to do? going to be saved from? And Paul started to explain to him. Can somebody read to me what the word says? Going down? God, and then across? Son. Thank you. Paul said, Jesus is God's Son. And that was the way of explaining that Jesus is God. And Paul said, Jesus, God's Son, died on the cross, and he was punished for all the wrong things that we've done, and that you've done, jailer. And he said, because he was punished, there's no punishment left for you. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus and say, thank you for dying on the cross for me, please come and live in my heart. Please come and be right in my life. And then be my Lord and my Saviour. Jesus said, you will be saved. The jailer said, well, that is absolutely wonderful. I'm going to do that because that is wonderful.
Good news.
Good news. That is the best news ever, isn't it? And in fact, some of our books in the Bible are called good news books. So the word gospel means good news. Who can tell me a book in the Bible that is called a gospel? We've got the gospel of John, the gospel of Matthew, the gospel of Mark, and the gospel of Luke. And they're told out, they're called out because they're full of the good news about the Lord Jesus. And so the Philippian jailer and his family as well, when they heard the good news that God's Son died on the cross for them, they said, we believe that. And we ask Jesus to come into our lives, into our hearts. And we're sorry for the wrong things we've done, but we're so glad that Jesus could take our punishment. And we're going to live for him now. And then the jailer took Paul and Silas back to his house, and he washed their backs. Their backs would be very sore from being beaten. And he gave them some food, and he said to them, I'm so happy that I know Jesus Christ is my Saviour. And I want everybody to know that I'm going to live for Jesus. Is there anything that I can do apart from telling people this amazing thing that's happened to me? And Paul said, well, actually, there is. There's something that you can do to tell everybody you know that you now follow Jesus. And he said to him, you can be baptized. And when you're baptized, you're saying, the Lord Jesus is my Saviour, and I'm going to live for him for the rest of my life. And so the Philippian jailer and his family were all baptized. The Bible doesn't tell us where they were baptized. We know it was a river in Philippi where Lydia used to meet with her friends to worship God. Maybe it was in the river. And they were baptized to say, we belong to Jesus and we want to live for him. The Bible, of course, has been preserved for us over many, many years. Many people have tried to destroy the Bible, to get rid of the Bible, but the Bible has always survived. I wonder why. It's because God wants us to know the really good news that Jesus died on the cross for us and took the punishment for our sins. And so if you've never ever said to Jesus, thank you for dying for me, I understand you were punished instead of me so that I could know God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and we all know what wages are, something that we earn, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if somebody hands you a gift, we have to receive it. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants us to do, to receive him into our lives. And if you know the Lord Jesus and you haven't been baptized, how about it? Tell the world you know Jesus, he's your Saviour, and you're going to live for him for the rest of your lives. So that's tremendous good news, isn't it? We're going to sing a song now that's all about the good news that Jesus was born, that Jesus died on the cross, but that Jesus is alive today. So good news, Jesus was born.